Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Nou, ek het 'n gas in die ateljee en ek so bly want ek is alleen want Jana kom nie eers maandag terug. Nou by die Rust en Vrede Galery, die Gallery, die Sanlam Portrait Award 2025 saw the most vehement adjudication week in the history of the Portrait Award. Strong and diverse opinions led to a strong and diverse selection, with each of the top five artworks having been rendered in a different medium. Now, with me in the studio this morning, Richard Bowlers, how are you doing, sir?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you so much for the invite.
So tell us a bit more about yourself, Richard.
How much time do we...
You know what? Let's say 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Okay, a little background. Well, Richard Bowlers, I'm now retired. I once worked for the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. It's about 30 years.
Wow.
It was good. We had, you know, it gave me a room to really do what I really wanted to do.
And that is?
And that is teaching and passing on what I've been gifted with.
How long have you been doing this, Richard?
My whole life.
Your whole life? Wow.
Yeah, my whole life. But I choose to go into the teaching professional, even though within the department as an assistant director, I did a lot of admin. But thanks to my kind supervisors, they did give me space to carry on with the teaching that I was given. So my job was to basically drive around the Free State to the different provinces and small towns, giving workshop and classes. In the department, they had three outlets. We have Mabana in Tobanchu. That's where I started. And then we had another center in Velcom and a third one in Kwakwa. So driving around gave me a chance to meet young and upcoming artists, and that was quite fruitful.
So Rosestad 100.6 FM, also sells with Richard Bowlers. Tell us a bit more about the Sanlam Top 40 Tour.
Well, it started out... They have an open competition that is across the country. And I think this year they had over 800 pieces of work.
Wow.
To go through. So the first round is that you send in a digital copy of the artwork that you want to submit. And then they make a selection, a short list. And then it goes on to you then send in the actual work for them to see the work. Because, you know, the photograph can be what with it. So it's important that they actually see. So after the first shortlisting, then you send in, for the second round, you send in your entries to Cape Town, to the gallery. And then from there, they have two sections of the art competition. There's a top 100, and then the top 100 is divided into two. So we have a top 40. The top 40, you have a opening night. They treat us nicely.
Oh, know, do nice they? Very fancy.
Yeah, very fancy, and it's well attended. And that top 40 then tours the country. It goes to Durban and Johannesburg. And
are you wrapping up in Bloemfontein?
And then we finish here. So the grand finale is at the festival at the university. which is good for me, you know.
Of course.
Everything comes home, you know. Yes. Everything comes back to where it started.
So when did you realize that you are just amazingly gifted artistically?
Well, like I said, it's something that my mom told me a story about, you know. This is what she wanted.
Oh, really?
So she got all of our blessings. Yeah, so basically from a child, it was where my corner, you know, every child has somewhere to hide out. So I was basically doing that. So
and you won first prize, just by the way.
No. For her, I won first prize.
That's good.
So I was fortunate that I got a scholarship and I got a chance, like I said, to. I always tell my students, I study for free. I give classes for free.
I just want to find out, Richard, so this tour with all the artworks, mm-hmm. has it kicked off?
Yes. We just completed.
Okay, so I just want to make sure.
I would have liked the exhibition to be here, maybe at the Oliver Hayes, to give it some more time in the city, because in the other provinces, the exhibition is for the duration is about a month at the gallery there. So, but here it's at the festival.
Yes.
So yeah, then it is just for that week.
You know what? I am a radio presenter, so I'm not an engineer or anything. Can I afford any of your artworks?
Sure.
If you're honest.
Sure.
If you're being honest, because it's amazing.
It's the thing is with purchasing art, people think that the artists demand a full payment.
I understand.
On
yes.
something. Yeah, do it like any other, you know, you can pay in installments. And three installments, six installments. For me as an artist, if I know that I have an income that is going to come in every month, I got five clients, you know, it's good like that, you know. It gives you that security, you know, next month you have this amount that is coming in. So it's not that we just strangling a customer and saying, okay, the artwork is...
Fair enough.
What. You know, so you need to pay me this, and
but there's so much effort that goes into that. But people need to understand that.
Definitely. But we have to understand that art is an investment. You see, so it's not something that we're not going to say you cannot afford it. You can afford it, and like last year I met a nice customer at Clarence. They have a festival there, and she came back to me after the show and said, no, but Richard, you know, I said, no, the artwork is yours. If you're going to make the call to me, the artwork is yours. Let's make an arrangement, and we do it, and I send it to you now. I trust you.
Yes.
And then I posted the artwork to her, and she received it, and yeah, the customers, yeah, we can do that any day.
Richard, just to wrap up, what's the longest time you've spent on a piece of art?
Well, I just completed a very large an assignment there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family portrait, 10 people.
Oh, wow.
It's 3 meters by 1.5 meter. My studio wasn't big enough. So now I had to move my furniture around and put it up on the wall. And when I was in Cape Town for the opening of the exhibition, that's when I met the customer there. So even though I didn't win the prize, I came up with something very substantial. To have a customer like that to do a portrait of that sort. So, yeah, it took me around 6 months. 5 or 6 months working on that.
You see, there's so much effort that goes into this.
What happened? We started off a little bit on the back foot, and then corrections. The corrections, because we couldn't get it to fit the way the customer wanted.
Yes.
So working it out and changing a little bit of the composition. So it's actually repainted. It should have been a 3 month assignment, if you say.
Estimate, really.
Yeah, yeah. But then it really hung out. And the main thing was to get it right, because I couldn't correct the mother and the father and say no, and then I ignore the children.
Yes, you know? Of course.
So each is like saying I did an exam and I got 10 out of 10. Because each portrait needed to be represented the way the customer wanted it. So, yeah, I tell my students, you see, when you at university and college, the main concern for you as a student is to hand in your assignment on time. But you haven't touched your potential as yet.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the things I said. Every now and again, leave an artwork behind, and so that you can get back into it and get back into it. And then you can actually see your potential. Yeah, if we cut off chasing time, we're able to produce a much better artwork.
Richard Bowlers from the Sanlam Top 40 Tour. It was an absolute honor to have you in studio.
It's a pleasure.
And I've now seen some of your artwork. I drew a stick man once, and that's about as good as it gets.
No, that's where we start.
Oh, really?
That's where you're on the road.
It's going to take me a while.
No. All of us, we all start there. It's just that we don't have the patience to take the next step.
So patience is the big thing.
It's the big thing. Like you said, time. Give yourself time. But all drawing starts, we call those guidelines.
Yes.
So you call it a stick man. We as a professional artist, those are guidelines.
Well, to be fair, my mom put it on the fridge and she called it art, so...
She was lucky. My mom, even though she wanted me to be this great artist, she always complained, when are you putting some work out? And I kept holding it back in my room. But yeah, she was always willing to have it out.
Richard, it was fantastic having you in studio. We've unfortunately run out of time. I hope you have a fantastic, let's say weekend ahead, because we're at Thursday already.
Yeah, it's there. And I'm so glad to represent the Free State in this competition. And being the only artist for the last 4 years. But getting the Free State out there is one of my main concerns.
Represent. I like it.